USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Speaking on the Senate floor about House Democrats' ongoing impeachment inquiry, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the left must stick to their vow that this probe would not halt or interfere with passing important legislation.
We've yet to see any actual indication that House Democrats intend to make good on that commitment.
The Kentucky Republican continues,
the only thing that seems to really inspire House Democrats these days is their obsession with overturning the results of the 2016 election.
The National Weather Service is confirming at least two tornadoes hit North Texas. An EF3 tornado is being blamed for major damage to Dallas, and the National Weather Service is saying that winds reached over 140 miles an hour in that tornado. Your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow gained 57 points to close at 26,827. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Facebook is adding new content providers to a new news tab. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Facebook reportedly has deals with several big news organizations to provide content for its upcoming news tab. The Wall Street Journal reporting that it's reached a deal with Facebook. The journal says other ones include News Corp and Dow Jones, which will provide headlines for this news section. Facebook is also said to be working with the New York Post, the Washington Post, BuzzFeed News, and Business Insider.
The number of teenagers getting their driver's licenses is on the rise. A new study from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety found that more than 60% of teens got their license before the age of 18. That's an 11% jump since 2012. Rates had been declining, something researchers credit to the Great Recession and the high cost of driving. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
House Republicans are pushing a vote to censor Democratic Congressman from California, Adam Schiff. He's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, for his involvement in the impeachment inquiry. House Freedom Caucus Chairman Andy Biggs.
Tonight we're going to have this censure motion go forward on a vote. Then the rest of the week, there's a number of hearings scheduled that are closed door behind, you know, this continuation of this Stalinesque Soviet-style impeachment inquiry.
The Arizona Republican was speaking there on Fox News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol this week before his funeral. USA Radio Network's Wendy King has the story.
She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly four decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half-staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.